According to the National Hurricane Center's collective hurricane data, storm surge accounts for 50% of death with any given tropical system. And when it comes to death by wind versus water, water accounts for 80% of deaths. FEMA Director Craig Fugate called attention to the new depths and advances in tropical weather prediction from the newly released weather products by NOAA and NWS.
We found out you can't focus on the category of the storm to tell us what it's going to potentially be as far as risk and hazard. But again, the one hazard that we do know we can do the greatest good to reduce the loss of life is storm surge and evacuating at-risk populations.
New for the 2015 hurricane season are user-friendly maps that will demonstrate the areas that are at risk of life-threatening conditions from storm surge. These graphics are intended to encourage the call to action for preparedness and evacuations, allowing the general public to understand not only why evacuations are taking place, but most importantly, where they can go for safety. Director of the National Hurricane Center, Dr. Rick Knapp, says these graphics encourage awareness and evacuation on a localized level and with greater detail.
You can look at this graphic, and if you're wanting to convey a message verbally, for example, about what could happen in a location that's 20 miles inland from the Atlantic coast in Florida, this graphic will give you the information about whether or not that area is at risk for storm surge or not. Whereas in the past, we didn't have a really good way to communicate that to anybody.
For the Florida Public Radio Emergency Network, I'm meteorologist Maritza Calderon.